Hola, my name is Elias Torres, host of the American Dream Podcast. Welcome to season 3 of the show. On this podcast, I talk to underrepresented founders and seasoned executives who have achieved their versions of the American Dream. We discuss what the journey looked like, the obstacles they faced along the way, and what they wish they had known when they started. My goal with the podcast is to showcase the many career pathways that you can take and share tactical advice to help you achieve your American dream. I'm excited to kick off season 3 with Liz Agosto, Chief Operating Officer and Head of Cybersecurity Strategy at BNY, Bank of New York Mellon, a global financial services company overseeing nearly $50 trillion. Liz did not originally foresee a career in cybersecurity, but over the course of her tenure, has learned the importance of betting on herself, taking chances, and staying true to what she believes. We talk about all of this and more in this episode, so let's get into it. Thank you, Liz Agosto, for being on the American Dream Podcast. What a pleasure and honor. You're the Chief Operating Officer of the Cybersecurity Division at BNY. Big bank, top 10, oldest financial institution in this country. And we find a Puerto Rican in the midst. I just want to know your story. Tell me your story.
Absolutely.
Tell me where you came from. What part of Puerto Rico?
So my family's from Aguadilla, Puerto Rico. But I actually grew up in Queens, New York, which pretty much, as we all know, is one of the like a melting pot of all these different cultures. So a lot of Latin American and Hispanic folks from all over the world. But I'm one of six girls, grew up in, you know, very humble upbringing. We didn't have a lot, but, you know, we actually didn't know that when, you know, growing up, we had each other, a bunch of us still very, very close to this day. I will say that my father taught me the importance of intentionality, obviously from a very young age, being, you know, how important it was to be an example for others. So one of being, as you know, being one of six girls, I guess all of this training kind of started at home in terms of always making sure teamwork and all of that was always a big part. But anyway, I think one of the biggest lessons coming from a Latino household was that my father pushed sort of that concept of, you know, nothing is too big. Don't be afraid to fail. You know, go for it. You know, go for it with everything you got, whether you know 5%, 10%, whatever it is. Just be curious, learn, know what you know, but more importantly, know what you don't know. Don't be afraid to be the person who doesn't have all the answers. And, you know, have that sense of vulnerability that you're able to ask questions and be curious. So I learned a tremendous amount of lessons from my parents and just being fearless, unique. My dad always used to say, you know, make sure that everything you do, whether it's a conversation, whether it's a meeting, first time you're meeting somebody for the first time or whatever, make sure there's an experience, right? That person that you're giving something back, that's important. And everything you do, be intentional because your sisters are watching. So family's always at the forefront.
Slow down. This is a lot you just threw at me. Like that, I mean, like given my experience in life, every one of those things, there's like an entire chapter or a book on every word you just said. I don't want to be those stupid like thought leaders or whatever, but you are giving each one of those things, like just the last one, you know, just always give something back, right? It's like, I just would like for people in the audience to like pause, write this down, extract every sentence that you said and spend a week meditating on each one of those and trying to even understand. I don't think a lot of people would grasp what you're saying because each one of those takes a lifetime to learn, right? You said a lot. I mean, it's just like, I'm like a little speechless because what I'm here for is I want people to learn, right? It's like, but you just drop, you're very lucky. I mean, you learned from your parents.
Yeah. I learned so many lessons. And what's interesting is my dad didn't have like not even a high school diploma. I think he probably had junior high school education and My mom, about the same. But he always said, he was a student of life. And so he said, not to ever waste an experience, like never waste a lesson, or something goes wrong or you make a mistake, learn from it, move on. So I think taking an opportunity to just learn from every experience that you have, good, bad, or indifferent, because his life wasn't easy. It was not easy at all.
I'm in this fellowship in the Aspen Institute, and we just finished our last seminar, and we were reading a poem from Pablo Neruda. It was like a philosophical thing, and about him meeting himself in the future at a park bench in the winter in Charles River, in Boston. In the whole thing, there's a lot of complication. We were discussing that, and people were saying, "Would you want to have yourself in the future come and talk to you? Like, what would you tell yourself, right?" And so a lot of people were like, "I don't want to know. It's crazy, right?" And I said, "Why would I not want to know?
I would want to know.
I would want to know." And I say, like, but everybody's like, "No, I just want to live my life." And I don't know. I call that like privilege. And I said, one of the main things, that's why you hit me when you said that. I go, one of the main things it dawned upon me. At least tell my 17-year-old, my 20-year-old, that things are not as hard as we make them out to be in our head.
That's right.
It's just like, because we just put ourselves that things are hard,
That's right.
and they're not.
You said there's a, I forget who, we build our own resistance, right? So oftentimes you'll hear that the reason, the difference between, you'll meet very, very, very intelligent people with a lot of degrees and they know so much, but a lot of experiences come to them and they don't go for those experiences because they feel that they don't have enough experience, or that they don't know enough, or that they haven't learned enough. And I guess what I've learned throughout my entire career, because it's been almost like a pattern, it's like a theme across, my entire almost 30 years of experience. And that is that,
You're 30 years old.
yeah, obviously I started at two, you have to take chances. And that it's, you're never going to know everything. And even when you get promoted to a more senior level because your manager thinks you're ready, you're never really ready. Right? So if you're waiting for that one moment where you're 100% ready for it and you've got everything, nobody does. You don't know anything. You know what you know up to that point. So.
I call it the white privilege, and I was saying that today to have a friend of mine here at home, and we were discussing that because I have confidence now, right, because of my achievements. So I was in the UAE trying to win some contracts, talking to many different people, and I was trying to get some like AI contracts, and there was a guy that was with me introducing me to people. But he's not technical. He doesn't have any of my accomplishments or knowledge or LLMs or AI or nothing, right? But I left, and so he took my words, and now he's trying to win business with this confidence, but I does not have what I have, right?
Right.
And so I said, and I'm commending him for that. Like, I'm not, but I said, I was telling my friend here, I was like, that's what I want Latinos to gain. Because you figure it out. You know what I
You
mean?
figure it out. You can't be afraid. Listen, you're gonna be afraid, and it's okay. Being in that sense of the fear sometimes, that uncomfortable. That you've heard when people say get comfortable with being comfortable, or get be comfortable with being uncomfortable, or whatever it is, right? That's where the growth happens when you've got that.
And I think it's different when you grew up with a lot more privilege or entitlement, right?
Of course, of
You
course. You don't have to try as hard. You don't have to try as
have more,
hard.
but you just
Yeah.
you have this overconfidence, right? Which is, it is what it is. It is the system. I'm like, I don't care. But here's the thing: is like, women go through the same problem, right? If they see a job description, it says 10 years of experience, and they only have 9.5, they won't apply, right? And so it's like, but a guy has like 3 years of experience, and he's like, I can do this job, And so it's this confidence that sometimes affects gender, sometimes affects minorities, ethnicities, cultures, right? because we grow up differently or we are surrounded in different situations. That's the whole point of this podcast, right? Is to share that one point, right? It's like we have to gain the confidence, overcome this maybe lack of confidence and trust in our abilities and our upbringing, because our point of views and our history gives us advantages that are needed to accomplish hard problems, to solve hard problems, you know?
I agree. And I think you touched on something I wanted, if I could. You were talking about the future, right? And I think that what separates a successful person from someone who is probably not as successful is knowing where you're going. And that requires planning and it requires knowing where you want to be in the future. So for me, it's like, what's my 2.0 experience? Like, where am I going to be in 10, 15 years? Because if I know that now, where I want to go and who I want to be, then I'm going to prepare for it. And I'm going to be intentional with the decisions I make over the course of my career, the jobs I take, the negotiations I make and the people I network with and all of that. So if you don't know where you're going, it's impossible for you to get there. It just is. Yeah, so getting understanding that is really, really important.
And I think that's what, you know, you see all the successful people, right? And that's what it is, that they were not afraid to try, to ask, to show up, to knock on the door. And I think that's absolutely the same as for me. What else? Tell me more. I want to get to know you more.
So I would say that some advice that I would give for the folks who are listening, I think it starts and ends with a why. Why do you do what you do? And if you don't know why you're doing it, then when times get hard and you get pressured and you hit that roadblock where you don't know something, or you're at work and someone is really messing with you and sort of creating a hostile work environment, because as Latinos, it's not going to be easy for us ever, 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 right? So everything for us is difficult. So understanding why you're doing what you're doing, what's the purpose of why you're doing it, whether for some people it could be like, I want to make enough money to buy a house for my mother. You know, you hear a lot of people when they start to make it or they get in business or whatever, and they start to make a little money. It's like, I want to buy my mother a casita, you know, or I want to do something for my family, or I want to provide for my family. I want to be a better provider. If you understand that, like at the root, like internally, you understand that, that's kind of your compass. And then when things start to go awry and someone tries to bottleneck you or try to stop you or try to get in your way, you're going to be a little bit more focused and intentional, saying, that's not going to stop me. That's not going to stop me. That's not going to stop me, right? Because I'm motivated. I'm focused. I know where I'm going. But if you're not, and if you don't have that, and you're not intentional, then any little thing is going to pause you. Any little thing is going to cause you to get in your feelings and get emotional. So I think when you're really rooted in your why, the rest is noise. I call it white noise, right? It's just white noise. I'm not going to focus on that. That's, you know, it's almost like if you're in a car, think about it this way. If you're driving in your car and you have your GPS on and you say, okay, I'm going in this direction. And all of a sudden the GPS says, okay, start, you know, get prepared to turn right. Right. And maybe you go right a little too quickly. And then what does the GPS say? It says recalculating. It doesn't say, oh man, you know what? I'm done. Can't get there. I took the wrong direction. It's over. Forget it. I can't get to the party, right? No. Recalculating. And that's the same thing with life. Yeah. You just have to recalculate.
It seems by my next obvious question is, what's your why?
My why is deeply rooted in family. It's about me wanting to be a better person for not just myself, but for my nieces, my sisters, my family, making my parents proud. I want to make sure that you know, that my parents see the things I'm doing and the people that I'm impacting and the doors that I'm opening and the opportunities I'm providing, and that I'm able to leave a legacy. For me, that there's a deep connection. There's a human connection for me. It's more than just, okay, I'm going to go to job and I'm going to work here and I'm going to do this and this. And it doesn't, no, there's an actual, for me, it's about how I'm going to be able to impact other people just like me who came from humble beginnings, right? That I can say, here's how I did it. And guess what? You can do it too. nothing is impossible. And so when people see that, they can now say, okay, I can do it too. A lot of people don't have role models. So that's,
Yeah. I agree. It's tough. I'd say that I don't know if I always had a why, yet I was always driven, right? So I'm trying to like challenge that, right? And just say, I know a lot of people don't know the why. I think I get the point that you're trying to say. Your point is that most people, right, that when they're weak is when they get rattled by like a little circumstance.
Yes, thing that's over. Right.
And that's then they're right. Like out of whack and they're like, I hate this job. I'm going to quit or like whatever. And it's like, and I'm like, why are you being, you know, why are you waffling, right? When right. There's a bigger purpose. And so like, so it just seems to me that that's what you're talking about. But I feel like a lot of people just don't have that. Right. And,
yeah.
It
takes a lot. So there's a, I don't know if, have you ever read the book, Seat of the Soul?
What is it?
Seat of the Soul. It's by an author. The guy's name is Gary Zukav. And he talks about this concept of, you know, he says that creating authentic power means aligning your personality, who you are, with your soul. So when your personality is aligned with your soul, that you're authentically powerful. For me, I'll give you an example of what that means, right? So for me, I'm most fulfilled when I have an ability to give back in some way. Mm-hmm. So if I take this example of me being in cybersecurity, and all of a sudden, when I come to cybersecurity, I'm learning, I'm growing. But the biggest thing I notice right away is that there aren't a lot of people that look like me. And so I start talking to people about careers in cyber because I see all this opportunity. But what happens is, wait a minute, all these Latinos are coming to me and saying, how did you do it? Like, how did it blows my mind, da da da, right? And I started to say, wow, this is it. I'm going to advocate. I'm going to be an ambassador. I'm going to be the person that's going to go out there and talk to people that look like me and talk to them about all of these opportunities in cybersecurity because it's such an incredible career. And maybe their tías and their tíos and their families don't know anything about it because they don't even know what cybersecurity is. But I'm going to open the door because I want them to know about it so that they can go to school and learn. And guess what? 10 years from now, 15 years from now, we won't be having a conversation about not having enough Latinos in cyber because more people are going to know about it. So here's where passion meets purpose. It's, I have a passion for cyber. I have a passion for making sure that there's representation, right? So I'm not the only one. And now I'm marrying that with sort of my love for connecting with people and for, you know, so do you kind of get where I'm saying? And when I talked about earlier, creating that legacy, you get it, right? So that's kind of what it is.
It's awesome. Tell me more. What else? Tell me. I want to get to know you more. Let's make an experience.
Yeah. So talking about like the learning and sharing information with others, I consider myself, you know, a very spiritual person, and not having to do with like, oh, this person believes in God or this person believes in Allah. Or that person.
Yes.
So correct. But when I say that, exactly. But what I mean by that is to say that I'm really in tune with my internal guidance system, right? My internal GPS. You need to do for you, learn, right? So the more you learn, the more you do for yourself and you take care of yourself and you invest in yourself, then you're going to have so much more to share with other people. And that's why I think it's important. They say like, you know, my view is always that success is an inside job. It's who you have to work at yourself every single day. It's not like I'm going to go to college, I'm going to go learn this and I'm done. No, it's continuous learning, reading, learning about different things. AI, you talked about AI earlier, right? Staying relevant.
Don't get me talking about AI because it's
yeah, like, yeah. I love AI too. I think it's great. Absolutely. I think you should.
AI is on cybersecurity is a big topic, right?
It's huge.
Because now the attacks are going to increase, but then we have to use it for defense. So it's for defense.
It's good and bad. I mean, it's good and bad. It's you know, the good thing is that it's allowing us as both technologists and people to be more efficient and do things faster, smarter. But on the flip side is it's making the bad people better, smarter, right? More efficient, faster, smarter, right? So that, you know, you have to contend with that. And it's happening at such a speed that
AI in the cybersecurity is way more intense than I think in most of the areas. Is like, great, welcome, it's gonna help us, let's see how real it is. But on the cybersecurity, it's gloves are off, right? You gotta be this stuff. But yeah, no, back to the authenticity, I just raced around from an investor. We'll be announcing that soon. And one of the questions they asked me in the team, because it's me working again with them, what did you learn at Drift? They asked me, right? One, they asked me, why are you doing this again? So to your point. And the other one was, what did you learn at Drift? And I said, what I learned from Drift is that I'm going to be myself. Mm-hmm. This time, right? I gave in too much to how everybody wanted me to act and how everybody wanted me to speak, and so I'm done with that. You know what I mean? And that's kind of maybe another topic to talk about, in the sense of like that's what I was pushing you, in the sense of like we're so used to like trying to speak to the audience to make sure that they connect and be like, whatever you do this, we should talk about ourselves. And we're here, mm-hmm. You're telling your story, tell me your perspective, tell me how it applies to you, tell me who you are, why is it for you? Because like, if somebody wants to hear us, they come and listen to the podcast, you know? That's if right. They don't wanna hear us, it's fine. The discussion is not about every option in the world. We're talking about your story, and that's the story that matters, you know?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. One of the things I will tell my Latino and Latina sisters and brothers is that we have to the authentic point, it's important that we come in and be ourselves, because when you, I'll preface that with saying that it is hard to come into an organization and be the only, that's been my experience my entire career. However,
you get cut down. I mean, I'm in a position where, like, let's make sure disclaimers, Latinas, Latinas, Blacks, everybody, right? You're going to be yourself.
No matter. Yeah.
You're going to be in trouble. But just understand that ultimately that's one of our purposes, right?
Right. I mean, when I say being yourself, look, there are times when, you know, if somebody wants to dress a certain way, there is a, you know, read the room. Right. If I think it boils down to emotional awareness also. Right. So let's be clear. But when I say be your authentic self, I mean, you have a way of doing work that could be different from someone else, or you have a way of thinking that could be different. So it's important that if you're being asked for your opinion on a project or an initiative, that is coming from a place of, this is how I would do it. And sometimes it's not going to resonate with others, and you have to be confident enough or bold enough, or actually the reverse, vulnerable enough to say, it's not going to be the popular thing and they're probably not going to agree with me. Chances are they won't. But if you feel strongly about it, then speak your mind. I think
it goes back to what you said your father told you earlier, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, be willing to say, I don't have the answer. In yourself. And so it's like, absolutely. There's a lot to unpack here. I don't know if we'll be able to do this. Maybe it should be a whole episode on that, of like, you touch on a lot of stuff, right? You just touch on how we dress, right? Mm-hmm. How do we respond? How do we use our values, right? Mm-hmm. How do we use our culture? Like, I mean, that's every right. time I'm like, I'm too intense. I speak too fast.
Oh,
I'm
too aggressive. Yeah. Right? They'll say, oh, you're so passionate about that. You know, when men do it, it's like, oh, they're really, you know, he's a really confident leader. You know, if I say it, or if an African-American woman says it, it's like, oh, she's an angry Black woman, or the Latina, ooh, that's a little too spicy. You know, she gets a little bit upset and she gets a little bit carried away. Oh, you're so passionate about that, but not in a good way, right?
So, not in a good way.
Yeah. And so you have to sort of, that's why I go back to the inside work. You have to be strong within yourself to that right. thing to just roll right off your
and shoulders. You're so proud, right? Because it's like, I think non-Latinos struggle to understand us, right? And to respect or to take advantage of what we bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And then Latinos struggle on that. I mean, I was having a tough conversation with my daughter about this, right? Because she likes tattoos. And then I'm like,
she likes what?
Tattoos.
Oh, tattoos. Okay.
And so she's like, she likes tattoos. And I'm saying to her, like, so we were having the whole discussion of being authentic and being Latino or culture or whatever. And I'm like, look, I'm Latino. I don't have tattoos. Like, you know, we were having just father and daughter discussion. And she's like, but I want to be myself. And I, you know, sure. But there's a balance, like you said, read the room of, we don't need, it's already hard for ourselves. We don't need to make it even harder just to prove the point. You know what I mean? Because not everybody, society is not like it says, like, let's all have it. It's like, it's a freedom that we have, but there's people in business and higher up places might have a different view of it. She's my daughter. It doesn't change the view. I know who she is and I love her no matter what. But we're discussing that whole, like the Latino sometimes is like, wants to be too much in your face, or if they tone it down, they feel they're selling out, right? And they're right. saying, I'm not being myself. So let's start. Tell me a little bit about how would you advise someone, young person?
Sure.
Regulate themselves or not, that awareness that you said.
I think it's awareness, right? And there is a fine line, right? I guess it goes back to, who do you want to be? What do you want to be known for? What matters to you? And knowing what the future you is going to want to do ultimately, right? So unfortunately, it's like anything else. Biases are going to exist. So if you walk into a room, and trust me, I have nieces and nephews that like the tattoos as well. It is, you know, it's a thing. but I've never been into that, but that's just me. I think my father would have killed me if I ever got one. But it's a matter of choice, right? You know that no matter what, people are going to see they're going to judge the book before they read it. It's always good. It is what it is until somebody has the opportunity to get to know you as a person. So I would say, just again, understand that everything in moderation. If you're going to start getting tattoos all over the place, you know that if you're going to go into certain rooms and environments, then don't be upset that they're going to look at you a certain way and judge, because that's just going to be it. We've all done it. We all have biases. I'm sure you'll see a woman will drive and cut you off, and you're like, oh, women can't drive. You know, I've heard people, you know what I mean? Or we all do it.
I cut a lot of people. Right. I'm pretty bad. Question. I love this conversation. We could talk for hours. We need to talk more. What's the biggest call to action? What can we leave for the audience and tell them about what you've accomplished personally and what they should try to imitate from you, because you're a role model for us.
Thank you. I would say, don't be afraid to take risks, be intentional, be curious, but more importantly, trust yourself, have a plan, how are you going to get there, go back, rinse and repeat, check and recheck. Communication is key. And I would also say, don't be afraid to advocate for yourself. So be the one to say, hey, I did this and it was hard or whatever, but I did it and this is how I did it. Like, don't wait for someone else to give you the accolade. And use your authenticity and your uniqueness, your culture, your upbringing, who you are, as your superpower. That's your superpower, and continue to build that. Don't confuse. Oh, there's the last one. Don't confuse ego. Right? Ego is. Some people think that confidence is being egotistical. Right? Ego is. There's a big difference. Confidence leads to success, but ego leads to self-sabotage, which means ego is thinking that you know everything. And sometimes we wear that as a mask because we don't want to be judged as Latinos or as a person of color or whatever. So just understanding the different perspectives, be vulnerable and ask questions, you know.
It's that we have to grow. We have to be learners of life like your father.
Yeah, we do. We do.
I think that it's that that I think your father sums it up. I love that you have. You don't need to go to school to be smart and learn about life.
That's right.
And it's I was going to throw some fancy words like, you know, emotional intelligence or
although that is important, but yes, exactly. But it's true. But it's true. You're right. You had it. Every book I read, I'm like, oh my God, my father said that. Oh, I'm telling you, you're going to read my book because I am writing my book. So, I'll leave you with this because I know we're at time. We're actually a minute over. Always remember this, right? As part of being self-aware, understand, do people light up when you walk into a room or when you exit the room? Because that tells you who you are, right? So if people get excited to see you, or is it like, oh, yeah. Or do they get excited when you leave? It's like, oh, my gosh, she's out.
Well, Latinos, we're always late to everything because you never want to finish the conversation. And you're like, I have like a customer waiting here for a call. And you're like, one more minute. I got one more thing. It's like, this is awesome.
It's giving. Well, I hope to see you soon. I hope to talk to you soon. And I thank you for the opportunity. Anytime.
Great meeting. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for listening to the American Dream Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss when a new episode drops every other Tuesday.